Thank you for joining us today on Vox Pop. I'm Brian Shields. Some of the more memorable scenes and quoted lines in popular culture come from the Yuletide favorites. Holiday movies are a part of the holiday tradition for many American families, whether it's the older classics like It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, White Christmas, or some of the newer offerings like Christmas Story or Elf. Holiday movies are almost a genre unto themselves, and Audrey Kupferberg is in the studio with us today to talk about the history of holiday films, how they've shaped popular culture today. Audrey is a professor of film studies at SUNY Albany and has co-authored several entertainment biographies with her husband, Rob Edelman. She's also a regular commentator here on WAMC and is regarded as one half of the premier couple of cinematic criticism and analysis. And the other half, Rob, is in Brooklyn today, so we have Audrey with us, 800-348-2551. That's 800-348-2551. You can also post comments at the bottom of today's show page on the Vox Pop section of our website, wamc.org/VoxPop. You can comment below today's Vox Pop wall post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. You can tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop. And of course, the phone is here, 800-348-2551. That's 800-348-2551. Audrey, thanks for coming in.
It's nice to be here.
800-348-2551. And what's your favorite holiday movie?
Oh, my favorite by far is a 1940 film called The Shop Around the Corner. It was made by a great director, Ernst Lubitsch. It was actually written by my mentor, a screenwriter and playwright named Samson Raphaelson. And it's all about nostalgia for me. The plot revolves around a store. It's a store in Eastern Europe, but it might as well be a store in small town upstate New York in the early part of the 20th century. And I grew up in a store. I grew up in retail.
Really? That's why it kind of holds a special place for you.
Yeah. It's a beautiful film. I think a lot of people have seen it. In fact, Film Forum was actually running it, or I believe is running it, for a whole week.
Who does it star again?
Well, it's not so much
not
who stars. It's Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, okay.
It could have almost anyone in it. It's the screenplay that really makes it work.
800-348-2551. I think when you think of holiday movies, when you think of this time of the year, you've got Dickens' Christmas Carol. There have been so many different Ebenezer Scrooges over the years. Do you have a favorite?
No, I like every one of them, as a matter of fact, although I haven't seen all the animated versions. The other night, I saw a 1910 version of A Christmas Carol, and it was very true to the Dickens story and very effective. And I thought, well, that's probably the first one. But then I found out there's also a 1908 one.
Really?
So this story has legs.
Yeah. there really have to be dozens of these over the years.
Oh, there are.
And I
there
know
are.
That George C. Scott maybe is the most famous Scrooge, perhaps. Although there have been quite a few.
Yeah, there have. Seymour Hicks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go back to the 30s, the British versions. I personally have a favorite storyteller of A Christmas Carol, and he hasn't made the movie version. It's Simon Callow, who does a one-man show version of A Christmas Carol. I was lucky enough to see it twice. So, yeah, that's my favorite.
Well, the baby boomers, this is really isn't a movie, but most of us were introduced to the story by Mr. Magoo on television.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm a baby boomer.
Sure.
And you
remember watching that when you were a kid.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. In fact, it's going to be shown tonight, I think, in one of the New York stations. That has endured, and that kind of opened my eyes to Dickens and to the Christmas Carol and everything.
You and me and many other people.
A lot of others, yeah.
Yeah.
800-348-2551. We're talking holiday movies today with Audrey Kupferberg. What's your favorite? We'd like to know. 800-348-2551. Another one, Miracle on 34th Street. They've been showing that this week on AMC, and they colorized it. Ugh.
Oh, well, why are they showing colorized versions anymore? That was a trend that didn't work.
No.
So I think they're showing old masters, and that's a shame.
Is that one you like, or?
I do like it. It's not a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
Other favorites of mine, I would say Christmas in Connecticut.
Yeah, with
is
Barbara
a
Stanwyck. She's a real favorite of mine.
Yeah.
She's great.
Not only is she powerful, but again, the screenplay is powerful. And it's a non-formulaic image of a woman. She's a woman who is independent, who buys her own fur coat, who makes a living as a writer. Marriage is not her primary goal, but she's interested.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very complex character. It's a very modern character of a woman. And to put her into a holiday film, it's exciting.
Was that late 40s that came out? 47?
45.
45.
Yeah. In fact, the World War II years are really very powerful, very, very important years for holiday films.
Right.
If you look at the films made during and post-war, you get things like Holiday Inn, 1941. You have Meet Me in St. Louis, St. Louis, 1944. The Man Who Came to Dinner, which is probably the funniest of all holiday films, 1942. Then after or end of the war, after the war, you have Going My Way, The Bells of St. Mary's, It's a Wonderful Life, The Bishop's Wife. Those are both 1947. Then you have in the early 50s a film, White Christmas, where part of the plot pays tribute to the fighting men, to the officer.
That's right.
Who now is wondering what's his aim in life, you know? But
his end is failing, and his old soldiers come back to help him.
Yeah. So there's this reminder that we fought a war, and the war feelings blend with the holiday sentiments.
And he was a general, and he's pretty much out of money.
Yeah.
And they come to help him.
Well, he's put all his money into a Vermont inn, and it doesn't snow.
And I usually find, I have to say, find Danny Kaye kind of annoying in most movies, but I really like him in this one.
I love Danny Kaye.
You love Danny Kaye. That's where we differ. And Bing Crosby is Bing Crosby.
Oh, yeah. Bing Crosby is wonderful on screen. Bing Crosby is inseparable from the holiday film genre. I mean, I just mentioned Going My Way, Bells of St. Mary's, Holiday Inn, White Christmas, and his television shows, which are now available for viewing various ways.
Let's take some calls. 800-348-2551. Polly is in Kingston. Go ahead.
Hi. Happy holidays,
everyone.
You too.
One of my favorite holiday movies is kind of an outlier. It was A Midwinter's Tale, made by Kenneth Branagh when he was trying to imitate Woody Allen, but making a Christmas movie.
Yes, I remember that film. In fact, I bought it on DVD because I like it so much.
Yeah.
But that's interesting that you would bring that up. I didn't even think of that film on my list of holiday movies, but you're right.
Doing Hamlet instead of Panto at Christmas time.
Right, way out in the outskirts of some little town, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a very good example of a film that most of us don't remember.
Yeah.
It has two names, I believe. Aren't there two titles?
Oh, I think there was probably another title in England,
Anyway, that is a good one, yeah.
And one of the things I always liked about White Christmas is there's hardly any Christmas in it. That always struck me as odd. It's, you know, the songs are anything but Christmas except for the title song.
Well, there's that wonderful, exciting ending where the back of the barn opens up and everyone's in their Christmas outfits and the little girls are little ballerinas. And I guess we have to wait for the end of that film for the big Christmas moment to come.
Yeah.
I like.
But I love Danny Kaye in that also.
Yeah, Danny Kaye's great. You know, they just released a new version, well, a remastered version of White Christmas. It's called the Diamond Anniversary version. Yeah. And the Blu-ray is selling like wildfire on it. I had to try several sources before I could find it.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a wonderful film. That's an example, too, of the fact that Christmas films don't have to be only for Christian people mm-hmm. who celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. There's always been a blending of, I guess, a melting pot mm-hmm. of America towards holiday movies. And, of course, Irving Berlin, Jewish Irving Berlin, has been one of the main creators of music in these holiday movies. So I remember as a kid being a little Jewish girl thinking, you know, I can appreciate these holiday movies, whether they have Christmas moments or not, you know. It uh-huh. was always something on my mind.
Thank you very much for calling, Polly.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 800-348-2551. Holiday movies today with Audrey Kupferberg. More calls in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from Epic 18 Vermont Artisans, Manchester Center, an artisan-owned and operated cooperative craft gallery honoring handmade traditions and contemporary design, epochvermont.com. The Center for Extended Care on University Drive in Amherst, a family-owned and operated nursing center offering rehab, long-term care, and Alzheimer's specialty care, CECAA.com. Valley Home Improvement, designing and building kitchens, bathrooms, interiors, and additions throughout the Pioneer Valley. Love your home, valleyhomeimprovement.com. The Henyon Bakery, Amherst, since 1993, offering hearth-baked whole grain breads, pastries, birthday, wedding, and special occasion cakes, as well as gluten-free offerings, henyonbakery.com. And Careers in Transition, LLC, Albany. Dr. Tom Denham, providing individual career guidance, testing, job strategies, interview preparation, resume, and cover letter writing, careersintransitionllc.com.
Audrey Kupferberg is our guest, and we're talking holiday movies today on Vox Pop. Let's go to Richard in Monticello. Richard. Hello, Richard. I think we're losing Richard. Maybe he can call back. Jim in St. Petersburg, Florida. Wow. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing fine. It's 77 degrees with thunder coming our way.
Don't brag about it.
So, you mentioned earlier the Shop Around the Corner and Lubitsch. I was just wondering what your impression was to You've Got Mail and Efron.
Oh, okay. Well, Nora Ephron is also a favorite of mine. I appreciate her films. They're wonderful modern women's films. I enjoy You've Got Mail, but it doesn't have any of the magic of Shop Around the Corner for me.
And since everyone seems to be, well, you mentioned about all the plethora of films going overseas during World War II, especially at Christmas time, that was really utilized as a morale boost. The soldiers would, back in their unit houses, wherever they were, barracks, we watched the Christmas films especially, and they would watch them all the way up till Easter. So that's why I think that there are so many Christmas films from that era that we have to pick on now. I just had it in my head and I already lost it. Most of the films back then, they were the vaudevillians doing their sketches to a story that was interwoven, and that brings us to White Christmas, because that is an example of two vaudevillians taking their show to Broadway and being interrupted by two young ladies going up to Vermont, where there's no snow, but there is their former general, and they put on the show for him. So that's why I think that whole vaudevillian, that whole different acts within the musical without it being story, story, song about story, 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 song about story, that makes that my number one musical. Also on that film, I don't know if many people remember that final scene, but there's a little girl in a white tutu, who ballerina. That's Vera Ellen's daughter.
Really?
Huh. Really? Vera Ellen was the opposite to Rosie Clooney, Dance with Danny Kaye.
Sure, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
And her daughter was on set the couple days that they were shooting that final scene, and she wanted to dance. She saw the other little girls dancing. She wanted to dance. So Vera Ellen talked with the production team, and they let her do that little bit on the very end of the film.
Huh.
Well, thank you very much for calling. 800-348-2551, the number to call. It's a Wonderful Life. Is that one of your favorites?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a film that came up with a concept that I don't think anyone had come up with before for filming, and that is that life would be very different for many, many people if you or I were not just a part of that life. You don't have to be the general. You don't have to be the most important person, but every person counts.
And it's interesting, that movie. I think I remember reading when it came out, it didn't really make much of a stir.
No.
It kind of came and went. And then it fell into public domain, which meant the television stations could show it without having to pay for it. And it just kept getting shown and shown and shown every Christmas. And it became a holiday hit 30 years later.
Right. Yeah. I'm very glad that it was considered public domain for a while.
I don't think it is anymore. Yeah.
And it was always questionable when it was being used as public domain. But it's a film of small-town America. It's, in a way, it's a film of stereotypes that we don't like to see anymore. Mm-hmm. The funniest, the most comical of all is the librarian.
Mm-hmm.
If Donna Reed's character had not married Jimmy Stewart, if he had never existed, she would have become this drab, mean-looking, plain librarian.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a terrible stereotype of a librarian and a woman. But on the whole, that's a very beautiful film.
And another one that came out, and when it came out, it did well, but it wasn't a huge hit. And then later on it became it, and that's Christmas Story.
Oh, Ralphie?
Ralphie, you know?
Ralphie and Red Ryder and his rifle.
Do you remember the teacher's name?
No.
Miss Shields.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely, yeah. And,
I remember the
and
mother.
And when he drops the Queen Mother of swear words in front of his father, I mean, that's not the kind of thing you see in holiday movies, but that's a funny scene.
Oh, that's one of the funniest of all holiday movies.
I think that reminds people of a lot of families in which they grew up.
Yeah. You know, and it's a lower middle class atmosphere. It's not the large living room in New England. I mean, it's just small town.
The furnace smokes and it comes up through the vents. And
the little brother.
Oh yeah.
With the snow, snowsuit.
He can't move in. Yeah.
He can't move and he falls over.
That's another one that didn't really hit when it came out in 82, 83, and then grew legs as it went on.
And it's also one that went into a Broadway musical.
Right.
And White Christmas has become a London and Broadway musical. When something is a success, it often goes into different formats and works in every one of the formats.
800-348-2551. Let's see. How about, let's talk to Jean in Knox. Jean?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to specifically mention the Alastair Sims version of The Christmas Carol, an incredible cast. The DVD comes with an introduction from Patrick McGoohan, who actually is very young and is in the film. Great, great classic.
It is, yeah.
And I don't know if you also mentioned Elf yet, which has become it's one of our rotating movies that we have to watch Christmas week.
You know,
it's just funny. It's very, very funny.
I didn't see it until the last few years, and actually last couple years, and now I'm a big fan of Elf. I somehow thought it was just going to be another stupid movie, and I was wrong. You know, it's really very sensitive, it's very sweet, very sentimental, and Will Ferrell is good.
I love that the whole theme is just the spirit of Christmas.
Yes.
That's the whole thing. You just have to believe.
Right. Well, some of these very funny guys, like Chevy Chase. Who would expect that Chevy Chase would come out and be part of the holiday movie, the classic holiday movie scene? The National Lampoon movie?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's another one that it impressed me more than I thought I would be impressed.
I think sometimes it's easier to take a really, really sentimental thought via humor.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's easier to take. You know, mm-hmm. It goes down a little bit easier. It doesn't seem quite as cheesy when it's also funny.
Right. Well, a lot of the classic holiday movies have some of the funniest scenes in them. Take a look at the Bishop's Wife. We haven't talked about mm-hmm. that one yet today. When David Niven gets stuck to his chair.
Yes. And what about, I love when Cary Grant is continually refilling, was it the brandy or
yes.
the wine, fine wine that Monty Woolley has?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's wonderful. Great movie.
Right. So much good humor in these films.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551. Donald in Red Hook. Go right ahead.
Hi, I'm Don Hanson from Red Hook, and I'm so happy to hear other people that love my favorite Christmas movie, A Christmas Carol with Alastair Sims. He is phenomenal. I've seen other Scrooges played by other actors, but no one can play Scrooge like Alastair Sims. He really carries and projects what Scrooge was all about. He really knew the character of Charles Dickens.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Well, wait.
Oh, okay.
And remember what Clarence says. You're never alone when you have friends.
Ah.
That's right.
That's right.
Have a happy.
You too.
You too. Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551. Let's talk to Ivy in New Paltz. Ivy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
I couldn't tell you if this is my favorite movie or not because I've never seen the whole thing. Desk Set with Katharine Hepburn.
Sure.
I was at the gym one day and I'm watching on the TV and she is at a holiday party getting completely sloshed. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And I didn't even get to hear it. I just got to watch it and it was so funny. And I've never seen it since.
Oh, well, it's around. You should.
I would love to see it.
Yes, you should, because it's not only Katharine Hepburn, it's Spencer Tracy as well.
Yes.
And they're enemies for most of the film, and it's a lot of fun.
I would love to see it. I never seem to ever see it on TV or anywhere. I need to look for it.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551. Vladimir, go ahead.
Yes, when I came to this country looking at these Christmas movies, I find them to be inane, boring, silly, and too much sweetness in them. I like Russian movies about battleships, cannons, and, shooting guns.
And vodka, too, I'll bet you. 800-348-2551 is the number to call. 800-348-2551. Mary Lou and Rhinebeck.
Hi. Have you ever seen the musical version of A Christmas Carol?
Yeah. I saw part of it the other night, as a matter of fact.
Isn't it wonderful?
It is. It's lighter and brighter than...
And I love that scene where, you know, they sing thank you very much, and it's this gorgeous scene where they're all coming down the street. It's just great.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's Leslie Bricusse, who wrote the music, and it's Albert Finney who stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
I love
an
it.
Unlikely Scrooge for a musical,
yes.
But
exactly.
It works.
But it works. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. We're talking Christmas holiday movies today with Audrey Kupferberg, our film commentator, who along with Rob Edelman provides some great film commentaries for WAMC on Midday Magazine, Northeast Report. Rob is celebrating his holiday in Brooklyn.
That's
having
right.
a great time, huh?
He'll be home tomorrow night.
He does have a Brooklyn accent, doesn't he?
Sure,
of
he's
course he does.
All Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
800-348-2551. This is, again, a TV special, but never be. It did become a movie later on, but The Grinch.
Oh, okay.
You know, did you like The Grinch?
I have never seen that movie.
Not the movie, the TV special with Boris Karloff?
Yeah, I never saw that either.
Really?
No. Something for my future.
Yeah. Because Boris Karloff does the narration. And when you think of Christmas, you don't think of Boris Karloff. But every time I see one of those old Universal movies and he's in it, that voice, I think, oh, The Grinch.
Well, we have the dark side of the holidays in some movies.
Sure.
Like there's a movie called Remember the Night from 1940 with Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck.
Really?
And she's a criminal. She's a shoplifter. She's more than a shoplifter. She's kind of a thief.
Uh-huh.
And he's an attorney who's representing her. And he doesn't know what to do with her over the holidays, and she's going to have to spend the time in jail unless he takes her with him. So he takes her with him back to Indiana to her home, and her home is like hell.
Yeah.
And it's sad, and it's dark, and even, I won't say what the ending is, but even the ending is not Pat.
Yeah.
So it's a very unusual,
never
dark Christmas
seen it.
Movie.
Never heard of it, I don't think. And I love
Preston
both of them.
Sturgis wrote it.
Because they were great in Double Indemnity together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is something a little different, I guess.
Yeah.
800-348-2551. Matt in Schenectady.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm a little bit younger, so maybe I don't know all the movies that the rest of you guys do, but I think, you know, a movie that really stood out in my generation, at least, was, and this might sound a little hokey, but Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. When I saw that movie, it wasn't just about Christmas, but I remember it resonated a lot with my father and I because, you know, he was always running around trying to find that gift, you know, that one item, and I think the movie was really more about kind of, you know, that dichotomy of the family, you know, the son and the father. And I remember that was one year that my father really, and I was a kid at the time, made me believe in Christmas and in Santa because I had never seen that toy from that movie. I'd never seen that toy in the toy store, and I was a big toy buff as a kid. And all of a sudden, there it was on Christmas Day, and I thought this was some kind of some trick. You know, maybe he had somebody make this thing, but he got it, and he really made me believe for another couple of years. It was a good one. So I remember always that movie was standing out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's interesting how traditionally, for more than 100 years, toys have been emphasized in Christmas movies.
Yep.
And if you look back in the 1930s, and even there's a film from 1901. The first toys I saw from about 1908, maybe. You get a history of toys in America. You see what kids were playing with, these little wooden rocking horses and little toys where the joints move, you know, when you pull a string, and of course, dolls for the little girls. Christmas and toys are inseparable.
Yeah, and just like in Christmas Story, he wants that Red Ryder BB gun. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's that item. So anyway, I thought that was a good one. And one last thing is that, Christmas movies, usually they come in two flavors, either the comical or the sentimental. And then I always like, you know, a little bit of both. And finding that balance, I think, is that magical mixture that you have to find in order to be a good Christmas movie. So thanks, guys.
Thank you.
800-348-2551. Speaking of toys, Laurel and Hardy. Remember back in the Nutcracker, was it they did?
The March of the Wooden Soldiers is it?
Had sort of a Nutcracker.
And that's one that Rob said he liked very much as a kid. So we watched it together one year, and I said, I can't get into this. I don't know. And I like Laurel and Hardy.
I love them.
I really was at a distance from that film.
Yeah, because I like the usual stuff, the shorts they did and the funny stuff. This was a little too out of their, you know, it's nice that they tried something different, but it didn't get me either.
Overproduced for what you need to appreciate Laurel and Hardy.
Exactly. 800-348-2551. Emily, go ahead.
Hi. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
You too.
I have been listening to you talk about holiday movies, and one of my favorites is actually, it centers around New Year's Eve, and it's the Hudsucker Proxy. It has Tim Robbins and Paul Newman, and I'm pretty sure it's Holly Hunter. Have you ever seen this movie?
Years ago, yeah.
It's really funny. There's some bona fide slapstick in it between Tim Robbins and Paul Newman. And it's period, I think, like late 30s, early 40s in New York City is where it's set, and it's kind of a tip of the hat to all those.
Oh, that skyscraper. That's what I remember.
Period movie. So I always really enjoyed that one and thought it would be great to see around the holidays. I just wanted to add that into the conversation.
Oh, thank you.
Good thought.
I think it was Jennifer Jason Leigh in that movie, wasn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's been a while for me, but I remember the art of that film.
They try to recreate that really rapid-fire 30s Hollywood dialogue where it's really snappy and back and forth really quick. And
yeah, but it's the look of the film that stays in my head.
800-348-2551. More calls on holiday movies in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from H. House & Son True Value Hardware Woodstock, locally owned since 1932, offering holiday decorations and gifts for kitchen, workshop, and home. Behind every project is a True Value. HHoused.com. 10,000 Villages, offering home decor and handcrafted gifts with locations in Albany, Burlington, Northampton, New Haven, New Canaan, South Windsor, and West Hartford. 10,000villages.com. Carrie Haddad Gallery, Hudson, New York, presenting traditional and experimental photography by 12 gallery artists now through January 25th. CarrieHaddadGallery.com. Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 300 flavors of handcrafted, dairy and dairy-free ice creams, cakes, hot fudge, and more, harolds.com. And Curran Compliance Services, Greenwich, New York. Compliance and regulatory consultants for life insurance and annuity carriers and their distribution partners wishing WAMC listeners happy holidays. CurranCompliance.com.
The number to call is 800-348-2551 as we talk holiday movies, your favorite holiday pictures, and it's Audrey Kupferberg is our guest today. And we have a Mr. Magoo fan on the line. Jim, go ahead.
Hi. My all-time favorite has always been Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. It's another musical version of the Scrooge story, and the music in it is just beautiful, and it's always been my favorite.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Thing about Magoo, too, is he always plays sort of a cranky guy anyway. You know, he couldn't see, and he was always kind of in a bad mood in his cartoons, and which is perfect for Scrooge. And then you see Magoo turn completely around, and he's, you know, he's remorseful, he's scared, he's all these things that you never saw Magoo do before, which made it kind of different.
And that reminds me of Peanuts.
Yeah.
All the Peanuts holiday movies.
Oh, yeah. The Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And the non-commercialism that's stressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the interesting thing about Charlie Brown is, I guess, when it came out, it was so rushed in production that it was just, you know, the colors were bleeding and it was just, the editing of the vocal tracks was terrible. But that was part of the charm.
It was sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And now we see it in the non-Coca-Cola version, but it's preserved in the Coca-Cola version as well.
Yeah, it's a great thing. 803, I think it's the 50th year now, isn't it?
This year or next? 1965.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
800-348-2551. Let's talk to Barbara in Saugerties.
Oh, great. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Many, many years ago, I saw a black and white movie, and there was a scene in it by a tree where a dog levitates to heaven. I've always remembered that scene, and I have no idea what the movie is, and I wondered if you might.
No. Now you got me thinking.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. You have to Google it. A friend of mine says Google is your friend. So.
Well, Google is. I'm not quite sure how to Google it, but I will try.
I think I will, too.
It stayed in memory all these years, and it was quite wonderful.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you. 800-348-2551. Richard in Kinderhook.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
I know something about the copyright of It's a Wonderful Life. Warner Brothers had let it lapse, and they used to show it a million times during the Christmas series. All sorts of chopped up prints, not very good at all. But they actually went to court and reestablished their copyright for that movie. So now you'll see
It won to Christmas season with a very pristine print.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of my family's favorites, though the Alistair Sims is the ultimate Scrooge, we love the George C. Scott version a lot. And let's not forget with the Charlie Brown Christmas, it may be the best score by the Vince Guaraldi Jazz Trio of any Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And I understand CBS wanted Christmas music. And Charles Schulz, no, I want jazz.
Yeah.
And he fought for it, and he got it. And it really does make that Charlie Brown
Christmas.
Oh,
it makes it unique. It's,
yeah,
its
it really
style,
is.
You know. Mm-hmm. When talking about Scrooge and A Christmas Carol, I want to bring up a movie, a much more recent movie, for my time,
sure.
More recent, Scrooged.
With
Bill Murray.
Right.
I think that's a very good movie,
yeah.
And I do consider it a classic holiday film. I wonder if anyone out there likes it as much as I do.
Sort of a mixture of Dickens and Network, in
yeah.
a way.
and the cynicism
yeah.
of more modern times,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very entertaining.
Yeah, that came out about, what, 10, 15 years ago?
1988.
That far back?
Yeah.
Really? Boy.
Yeah.
Time flies. 800-348-2551. Let's talk to Keith in Saratoga.
Hi. Although it might not exactly be a holiday film, I very much like Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence.
Tom Conti? Is that Tom?
Tom Conti and yeah. David Bowie and Ryuichi Sakamoto, who also wrote the score. And it's an absolutely beautiful score that I always think of and always play whenever it's Christmas time.
Ah.
And the other would be Babes in Toyland with Laurel and Hardy. I always used to see that when I was a kid during Christmas, so makes me think of it too.
Great.
Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Trish is in Poughkeepsie.
Hello, and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Same to you.
I have some rather offbeat offerings. There was a wartime, I think, English film called The Holly and the Ivy, black and white. It's very memorable. I used to watch it every Christmas, but it disappeared. And another film that I consider to be a Christmas film was an unusual film for Ingmar Bergman, Franny and Alexander, which is really absolutely enthralling.
Yeah, Fanny and Alexander, mm-hmm. Based in part on his own youth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You did mention Christmas in Connecticut, didn't
oh,
you?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I missed part of the show. Well, happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551. Colin in Saugerties. He likes Laurel and Hardy, too.
Okay.
Colin?
Yeah, I grew...
Yeah.
How you doing today? Merry
Good.
Christmas.
Thank you.
Yeah, I grew up with that movie. Always loved the fact that it had all the characters, the three pigs, Bo Peep. It told a lot, you know, a lot of stories that growing up as a child you grew up with. And I've passed that down to my, you know, nephews and stuff like that. And they love it. They can't wait to see it every Christmas year. So, and the main thing is that, you know, still, me and the toy maker, we're just like that.
It's great when movies can become part of family tradition, you know, when a movie can be that good that you can watch it every year and enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I hope you guys have a great one, and thank you for taking the call.
Can I mention one that Rob and I watch mm-hmm. every year?
Sure.
It's Love Actually.
Okay.
I think it's become our favorite of all, except The Shop Around the Corner. Love Actually is really a complex, modern story of people's frailties, people's sadnesses, and the power of the holiday, really, in helping people to heal, helping people to be happy. And not everybody's happy at the
sure.
end, which makes it
yeah.
a little different from most formulaic holiday
who's
movies.
Who's in that?
Oh, Keira Knightley, mm-hmm. Star of Taken, you know. Liam Neeson.
Neeson sure.
Liam Neeson is in it. Bill Nighy is in
oh,
it.
Yeah.
It's a huge cast. And it's a lot of characters suffering, being happy. Emma Thompson is in it. She's married to Alan Rickman in the film. Hugh Grant plays the prime minister and does one of the funniest dance routines that you'll ever see him doing. I highly recommend it.
800-348-2551 is the number to call. About 10 minutes left with Andre Kupferberg as we talk about movies, holiday movies at this time of the year. Bill in West Shokan, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You too.
Wondering if you've ever heard of the movie The Christmas Tree with William Holden from the mid-60s?
I don't know it.
Well, if you're in the mood for a tearjerker, it's basically a story about a family gathering, an American family gathering in Europe for Christmas. The son, like maybe a 10-year-old boy, gets exposed to radiation from an American jet that was going by and ends up getting cancer. It all revolves around Christmas time. But if you need a tearjerker for Christmas, and some people do, it'll do the trick.
Wow.
Yeah, and William Holden is actually, it's a bit, I have to say, it's a bit, I don't know if cheesy is the right word, but it's kind of sentimental. But William Holden does a great job of acting, and the key is about the relationship between the father and the son, and it's all about them as the boy sort of gradually, you know, dies. But
wow.
Don't mean to be a downer, but it's really a great a Christmas movie in some respects.
Huh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Thank
you.
You
too.
Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551 as we talk about Christmas movies for this holiday season with Audrey Kupferberg. And Kevin is in Beacon. Kevin.
Hey, great show.
Thanks.
It's kind of a, I only saw it a couple times. It's kind of a modern day Scrooge, and it's called A Carol for a Different Season or A Carol for a Different Time. It was made in the 60s. And it's, I think it's more a little political than, you know, the original Scrooge. And if anybody's there, it's kind of hard to catch on TV. It's usually on late night, but I guess you can Google it. And it's just a completely different take of the Christmas Carol.
I remember seeing it, yes, just once, and very serious, very very serious film. Yeah.
But, the ghost, it's more like there's one scene there. It's like a politician who kind of, he's blind to what's really going on. And the one ghost takes him to Japan right after we had dropped the bomb. And he got to see it with his own eyes. And it's just, you know, it's just a totally different view of the Christmas Carol. And it's something, if you like serious movies but with a real meaning, it's definitely worth watching. And I have to all go with also with Charlie Brown. That's my favorite, and I've passed it on to my...
All right. Thank you very much. I think we lost the end of that call, but you're right. 800-348-2551. Do you think you could make Charlie Brown today? I mean, Linus does that biblical quotation at the end, and it's really wonderful.
At Christmas, you could do anything.
You think so?
You know, yeah. Christmas has magic. It opens people up to sentiment that would not be acceptable in other films during the year.
Mm-hmm. And like we mentioned earlier, the jazz, I mean, that's something that the networks are probably more closed today to something like that than they were back then. And even back then, 50 years ago, they had a fight to get the jazz in there.
Sure, yeah.
800-348-2551. Bob in New Hartford. Bob?
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Great. I tuned in late to the show. I just wanted to throw out for anyone, The Man Who Came to Dinner was a classic Christmas madcap comedy that my family always watched when it was on TV or on the holidays.
Jimmy Durante.
Woolley, right. Jimmy Durante was in it. Monty Woolley was starred as this radio host who feigns an injury to stay in this country estate and do his Christmas broadcast from their house.
Yes.
On the radio.
We mentioned it earlier. It's one of the funniest. And
the best.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great movie.
Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551. Nadia in Bennington, Vermont. Nadia.
Hi. I'm calling because one of our favorite movies is The Family Stone for Christmas. We're kind of addicted to that movie, and it's not a classic, but it's a classic for us. It has Diane Keaton and a great cast.
Have you seen it?
I saw it when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it very much. Yeah, I don't have a clear memory of it,
uh-huh.
but it makes me want to see it again because anything with Diane Keaton is worth seeing
yeah.
more than once.
Thank you very much for calling. 800-348-2551. Margie in Olive Bridge.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry
Hi.
Christmas.
Okay, so especially on this rainy day, this rainy Christmas Eve, one of my favorite Christmas movies is A Child's Christmas in Wales, the movie from Dylan Thomas's great writing. Have you seen that?
I saw it once on television. I liked it very much.
Oh,
I was drawn into it, yeah.
It's such a great film, mm-hmm. and it's such a great story, and it's such a great telling, so it's always been a tradition for us to watch that all through my son's childhood
oh.
on Christmas Eve. And then, of course, Babes in Toyland mm. with my favorite two lines, the one with Laurel saying, but I don't love him. And then the other one where Oliver Hardy says, why, that's neither pig nor pork. Pretty classic.
Only they could pull that line off.
Right.
That's true. Anyway, have a very Merry Christmas, you guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
800-348-2551. Just a few minutes left. Great Barrington, Jill.
Hi, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay, this is just a wacky movie from, I think, probably the 30s or the 40s with Jimmy Durante in it. And it's a story about a down-and-out, poverty-stricken family and a little squirrel who somehow gets a hold of a lot of money and puts it in the attic and then makes it, there's a little hole in the ceiling. And he drops money down onto this poor, sad family. And it makes their whole Christmas and their whole life really different. But I think I picked it up in a dollar store somewhere, one of those just strange little piles of movies. And anyway, it's fantastic. And Rupert is part of the title. And Rupert is the name of the squirrel. And he's dancing around in a kilt. And it's really strange, but funny.
Wow. Well, that means there are two movies that have squirrels, two Christmas
yes.
classics with squirrels, the one you mentioned, and can you think of the other one?
Oh, no, I don't know.
National Lampoon, the Chevy Chase
oh, really?
Movie. The squirrel comes out at the end and grabs on to the back of one of their shirts and runs
oh,
through the house.
Yeah,
yeah
I sort
yeah.
of remember that.
Yeah.
But this movie was really early sort of experimenting with animation in a way. They're making the squirrel dance.
Uh-huh.
And it's so choppy and strange, but it's absolutely hilarious. Anyway, it's very funny. And I think I think it can be gotten online, but it's Jimmy Durante, and the name of the movie is somehow Rupert is in there. But anyway, mm-hmm. it's just really funny.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. One more call, I think. And let's see. Spike likes my favorite Woody Allen movie, but is it really a Christmas movie, Spike?
Well, Broadway Danny Rose is more of a Thanksgiving movie,
yeah.
really. It's just a brilliant depiction of, you know, down-and-out show business guy in the city, black-and-white cinematography. It's mm-hmm. beautifully shot. And Danny Rose is famous for his, like, acts like balloon folders and one-armed
yeah.
jugglers and stuff. And he hosts a Thanksgiving party
oh,
with
yeah.
frozen turkeys. And it's just, it's a great movie, really. It's I recommend it.
It yeah. is.
It's
yeah.
a very sad scene, but a very happy scene at the same time.
Yeah, there's an underlying yeah. sadness.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
But, you know, it kind of brings in the Thanksgiving parade is there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and he has his Italian lounge singer who's mm-hmm. kind of cheating on his wife.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
You know, it's not exactly, you know, Frank Capra, but I think it's one of Woody Allen's best movies.
I do, too.
I do.
Yeah.
yeah.
Thank you very much for calling. We're just about out of time. And I'd like to thank our guest, Audrey Kupferberg, for coming in today and introducing us to some new Christmas movies and talking about some of the classics. And thank you very much, Audrey.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a good holiday.
You too, Audrey. Same to Rob in Brooklyn.
Thanks.